2020 has already brought plenty of surprises, some welcome, some terrifying. Here's a surprise that shocked hip-hop fans in a good way. The artist J Electronica finally dropped his debut album. He first grabbed widespread attention back in 2009 when he released the single Exhibit C.
Nas hit me up on the phone, said what you waiting on. Tip hit me up with a tweet, said what you waiting on. Diddy sent a text every hour on the dot saying when you gonna drop that first, you taking long.
Ever since then, J Electronica has teased a full-length album. Singles, shows, and promised release dates came and went. Then last night, more than a decade after Exhibit C, he released a written testimony.
Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought we'd make it to La Ilaha Illallah. It's the day of the judgment, fulfillment of the covenant. These universal truths remain self-evident.
Freelance music writer Kiana Fitzgerald is one of the people who has been waiting a long time for this album, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
I kind of sketched out the backstory here, but tell us what this roller coaster ride has been like for you over the last decade plus.
Well, it actually starts a couple of years before, in 2007, when he released his first mixtape. And I just remember being like, this person is really, really committed to the art form of hip hop. And then in 2009, Exhibit C came out, and I just remember being in college and the internet just stopped and everybody immediately began trying to decipher his lyrics, trying to figure out what he was saying. And ever since then, we've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
And we've now got these 10 tracks. Do they live up to your expectations?
Absolutely. And I'm not alone. I've been talking to people that I work with in the industry, people that are just hip hop fans in general. Everybody is taken aback in a good way.
I know you've had less than a day to absorb this album, but tell us about a track that really jumps out at you.
I'll start with the second track, Ghost of Soulja Slim. It actually begins with a verse from Jay-Z, who's heavily featured across the project, but by the time we get to J Electronica's verse, he is flying out of the gate, letting us know exactly what we're about to hear from him.
If it come from me and hold, consider it Quran. If it come from any of those, consider it Haram. The minaret that jigger blew beyond the stone where the rock was crafted, so beautifully, consider this a dime. From a hard place in the rock to the rock nation of Islam, I emerged on the wave that title made to drop bombs.
I feel like I'm hearing an accordion in there. I'm hearing like a bit of lounge music or something sampled. Like, I haven't
exactly
even thought about what he's rapping about yet.
He really does a great job of throwing as much at us as he possibly can because he knows that we've been waiting and we're going to sit with this for a while.
You know, 2009, when J Electronica broke into the public scene in a big way, was such a long time ago in America. Does this feel like an album for this moment, or does it feel like it picked up where that single Exhibit C left off?
This feels like a 2020 album simply because the things that he raps about, the religious allegories that he brings into play, all of these things kind of point to the moment that we're in, which is like the world is at a standstill.
What a time we live in. Just like the scripture says, earthquakes, fires, and plagues, the resurrection of the dead.
He couldn't pick the better time to drop this album.
Is there a track you'd like us to go out on?
Yeah, the final track of the album, it's produced by Krongbin, which is a Texas group. They're a psychedelic soul rock group. And it just ends on a really, really lovely, floaty note. And I don't think many people were expecting this.
Eyes fiery, cry tears to my diary. Sometimes a Xanny bar can't help you fight back the anxiety. I go to my Lord quietly.
That's Kiana Fitzgerald talking with us about the long-awaited J Electronica album, A Written Testimony. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
My eyelids is like levees, but my tear ducts is like glaciers. As I contemplate creation, the salt that heals my wounds pour out my eyes is like libations. I can't stop my mind from racing. I got...